Garu Gajendra Kumar Ponnambaram Mantrituma, Obutumata Vinadi, Namayaka Kalayak Labino.
Gaurava Urupinaravarale, Enaka Munbadaha Pesina Gaurava Urupinar Uru Vasanate Kurin there, Adava the Palestinian Makkalodu. இந்த நாட்டிலே இருக்கக்கூடிய முஸ்லிம்களும் இந்த அரசாங்கமும் உறுதியாக இருக்கிறார்கள் என்று நான் அவரிடம் சுட்டிக்காட்ட விரும்புகின்றேன். தமிழ் மக்களும் பலஸ்தீனிய மக்களோடு அவர்களுக்கு நடைபெறுகின்ற இந்த இனஅழிப்புக்கு எதிராக தோளுக்கு தோள் இருக்கின்றோம். அதை சொல்வதாலே நாங்கள் யூதர்களுக்கு எதிரானவர்கள் அல்ல. யூதர்களுக்கும் ஒரு இனப்படுகொலை நடைபெற்றது. அவர்களுக்கும் நியாயம், நீதி, பாதுகாப்பு அவசியம் என்பதிலே மாட்டுக்கருத்து கிடையாது. ஆனால் யூதர்கள் என்ற பெயரிலே இன்றைக்கு இஸ்ரேல் அரசாங்கம் பலஸ்தீனிய மக்களுக்கு, பலஸ்தீனிய தேசத்துக்கு செய்கின்ற இந்த இனஅழிப்பு எதிர்க்க வேண்டிய கடமை எந்த ஒரு நீதியையும் நியாயத்தையும் விரும்புகின்ற மனிதருக்கும் இனத்துக்கும் இருக்குதென்றதை நான் சுட்டிக்காட்ட விரும்புகின்றேன். ஹனரபிள் பிரிசைடிங் மெம்பர், வி ஆர் டிபேட்டிங் தி ஆன்டி கரப்ஷன் ஆக்ட் அண்டர் விச் சர்டன் ரெகுலேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் பீங் ப்ரொபோஸ்ட் டு பி பாஸ்ட். ஐ விஷ் டு ஸ்டேட் அ ஃபியூ பாயிண்ட்ஸ் வித் ரிகார்ட்ஸ் டு மை இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன் ஆஃப் வாட் திஸ் ஆன்டி கரப்ஷன் ஆட் டு பி. ஹனரபிள் பிரிசைடிங் மெம்பர், when a government acts in a way where its actions are so gross in nature that its actions result in approving projects or approving various activities that ultimately is unsustainable to the point where it becomes impossible for the government of the day to service that particular effort and is forced to in some way lose its grip on that particular project. The country, that is this country, loses its grip on that particular project is not only corruption to the hilt, it is not only corruption to the hilt, but has various other criminal elements also that must be attached to it. Now, Sri Lanka's past, this country's past, is inundated by various governments at various times acting in such a way. And the accusations of parties in opposition as and when those governments acted in that way have in fact been that those governments of the day have been bought over by various forces, including the present NPP government's chief partner, the JVP. Whenever the JVP sat in opposition in the past, it has been probably the most vociferous of parties accusing whichever government that was in power at various times with regards to not just corruption but blatantly accusing the government with regards to being sold out to foreign powers' interests. Now that's a serious, very serious allegation to have been to make. Now the question, honorable presiding member, is once such a party, the JVP today is the primary partner of the NPP government, the question is what are the actions that this government has taken with regards to those several projects that the government at that time blatantly accused of the government of the day of having sold out to foreign powers. Now the first and foremost project that comes to mind is the Hambantota Harbour project. Now, the question is not with regards to the country. The question is with regards to the government of the day deciding to go ahead with a project that even at that time was warned to be unsustainable. To be unsustainable. So you go ahead with such a project. You go ahead with such a project. It created such a calamitous opinion in the country. But it went through, it was bulldozed through, simply because at that time the party that was in power had won the war. Had won the war. They in some way felt that they could get away with blue murder. And they bulldozed this project through. They bulldozed the project through so much so that when the government fell and another government came into power, that government was forced, because they could not service the debt, they were forced to hand over that Hambantota harbour over to the country concerned that had in fact serviced the funding for it. Now my question is, Honourable Presiding Member, this is not this sort of activity where there is blatant disregard to sustainability, to viability, to see whether such a project is commercially viable, blatantly disregard it and you go through, you bulldoze it through to such an extent that ultimately the country has to give it over. Give it over for 99 years, isn't that the highest form of corruption? Isn't that criminal all around? Shouldn't that be investigated? So the question is, this is not just once, this is not just one-off incident. Now if you take the same similar government when it came to power in 2020, when it came to power in 2020, the actions of that government with regards to how it handled the economy, with regards to the taxation system, the way in which its actions ultimately resulted to the complete crash of the country's economy for which we are reeling even today, from which we are reeling even today. Now these acts can't be just simply brushed away as negligence or some fool in power who doesn't understand these actions. It just cannot be simply brushed away like that. The question is, what have we done? Have we taken any steps to seriously hold into account such actions? It is all done by the same dispensation, the same party and its successors.
So these are
matters that, in my opinion, Honorable Presiding Member, this government, because this government was the chief accuser of those actions, that this government must look into. Not to do so means that you are also only for that time of at that time wanting to accuse the government concerned, you do it, but after that you simply think that can just be wished away and you can carry on. Maybe then in that case your government will also have to face the accusation that you also have been bought over, because the way in which you argued at that time was so vociferous that you cannot run away from the responsibility of checking these things. Now, my view, Honorable Presiding Member, and I think I'm well informed, from this side of the House normally ask for various agreements to be made public, various agreements with various countries to be made public. And my understanding is that those agreements are not public documents. They're not public documents. The actual agreement itself are not public documents. But if the government wants to, in some way, with consultation with the country concerned, release the agreements, then that might be the best practice. But here is a case, if you take the Hambantota project, Honorable Presiding Member, here we have fallen face forwards. We have fallen face forwards to the point that you are forced to give that asset away for 99 years. Surely under those circumstances, isn't it the public duty of the government concerned to release that agreement, to try and find out the terms of the agreement, to see whether the unsustainability was so stark, and despite it being so stark, to go ahead with it means that there is something far more sinister. Now that, if there is any agreement that must be released and made public, it is an agreement on which the government has acted in such a gross criminally negligent way, that the agreement must be made public so that we have closure, so that we really know and get to the bottom of it with regards to what the motives were to agree to such a project. So those are the things, Honorable Presiding Member, that I think a country like Sri Lanka, where the island is in a strategic position, where there are globally geopolitical contestations taking place over Sri Lanka, I think any responsible government, if they want to set a precedence to show that Sri Lanka will not be held to ransom or be used by foreign powers, whichever power it may be, that these are the sort of agreements and steps that the government must take. And if this government is true to its word in accusing previous governments of having foreign involvement or pressured by foreign governments or being bought over by foreign governments, then it is this government that must take those actions. Thank you, sir.